Chapter 3. Daily Life Made Easier. Quick Wins. Once you've made it through the first couple of weeks, patterns begin to emerge. You notice the same errands over and over, buying food, paying bills, getting medicine, taking transportation. These daily routines can either feel like a nightmare or become small victories. The key is breaking them down into simple steps. At the grocery store, bring a list of pictures of the items you need. If you can't find them, show them to a clerk. Even better, write the words down in English with the Spanish word next to them. That way, you have a better chance of remembering the new word later. Learn the basics of weight and packaging. Kilo, litro, bolsa, bag, caja, box. At the register, if the cashier says something you don't understand, smile and hand over your reusable bag or simply say, "Lo siento, no entiendo." Sorry, I don't understand. Pro tip. Keep small bills and coins handy. Cashiers are patient if you hand over a large bill, but smaller notes avoid delays. For instance, one expat remembered the day the clerk at her corner store greeted her with a smile and asked if she wanted the usual. It was just a tiny moment, but it made her feel like part of the neighborhood instead of a stranger passing through. At the pharmacy or doctor, carry a health card, a small paper with your name, age, allergies, medications, and conditions written in Spanish. Hand it over instead of trying to pronounce. Learn one life-saving phrase, me duele, and then the body part, which means it hurts in my body part. Bring medication boxes with you. Pharmacists can often find the local equivalent. Many pharmacies have private counters. Don't be afraid to ask for help with gestures. For instance, a traveler once panicked trying to describe heartburn, then pulled out an old pill bottle. The pharmacist immediately understood and found the right medicine. No words needed. Banking and bills. Prepare paperwork in advance, account numbers, slips, or amounts written clearly. Use apps or online banking if possible, but know it may take patience to learn the local version. If you're unsure, write down your request in Spanish beforehand and hand it to the teller. Remember, it's normal for the process to take longer than back home. Bring patience. Transportation. Carry your address printed in Spanish or saved as a screenshot. Show it to taxi drivers. Learn one question. ¿Cuánto cuesta? How much? Oftentimes, shopkeepers will write the numbers down or show you on a calculator. For buses, ask the driver or another passenger. A friendly smile goes a long way. If lost, pause and ask calmly, ¿Dónde está? The place. It means, where is the place? For instance, a newcomer in Ecuador once boarded the wrong bus and started to panic. Instead of being stranded, they held up their phone with the name of their town written in Spanish. The driver smiled, shook his head, and pointed them to the bus across the street. Within minutes, they were on their way. A few words, a little patience, and a kind stranger were all it took. Restaurants and cafes. Learn three basics. Agua, water, café, coffee, and your favorite meal. Start small. If you don't understand the menu, point to something or say, Quiero esto, por favor. I want this, please. Don't worry about mistakes. Servers often appreciate your effort and patience. Tip, practice ordering the same thing until it feels natural. Quick Wins Checklist. Carry these with you. Grocery, pictures, small bills, reusable bag. Pharmacy, health card, old pill bottles. Bank, write requests, bring paperwork. Transport, printed address, key phrase. Restaurants, learn three essentials, point when needed. Mindset reframe. Each errand you complete, no matter how clumsy, is a win. Even if you mess up words or hand over too much money, you're learning. Every small victory builds confidence, and confidence grows faster than you think. Reflection prompt. What daily task do you dread the most right now? How could you simplify it into 2 or 3 small steps?